This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Drought conditions remain steady across the state. The unchanging conditions are bad news for the northeastern corner of Colorado. There, Sedgwick and Phillips counties are still experiencing extreme and exceptional drought. But it's good news for a big slice of central and south central Colorado, which is still drought-free. Candidates and ballot measures aren't the only items on the line during elections. Voters will also decide on whether to retain judges. Retired Judge Russell Carparelli says voters should carefully read the State Judicial Performance Commission's evaluations before voting.
Those surveys come back and the commission reviews those and then comes up with its summary. It also interviews, meets with the judge, and talks about what the feedback has been.
There are 22 judges up for retention in this election. Only 6 judges have not been retained by voters over the last 4 election cycles. United Airlines is taking over about 20 brand new gates at Denver International Airport. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
10 of those new gates are in Concourse B, which has long been United's home base in Denver. 12 are in Concourse A, which brings United up to 90 total gates at DIA. The airport has built 39 new gates in the last 4 years, at a total cost of $2.3 billion. But construction at the airport is not over yet. The Great Hall project still has years to go. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. Tomorrow is Election Day, and CPR will be bringing you all those updates live on our airwaves and at CPR.org.